Greetings of peace from the Dean Show. I have a very interesting story I wanted to share with you. To me, I consider it a miracle right under my nose, and many people can relate to this. You get a broken toe, a broken arm, a broken neck, a broken back, and some people get a broken heart. We're gonna be talking about this at the end. Now check out this x-ray. This x-ray, the third toe down, you can see the fracture. You see it? Okay, good. Guess whose toe that is? I'll tell you in a minute. I was training Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. That's what I trained with black belt professor in this art, amazing art. And I was passing what's called the guard. One side, the other side, as I jumped over, my toe got caught on the mat, snap. That's the toe, it looked like that, an inch and a half, 2 inches, lear to the left. I was really excited in the match and I wanted to finish. And my logic, when I took a double take, I looked and I said, you know what, I better stop, I better relax. After I got myself together, I made 2 units of prayer, rakat, 2 rakats, and thanked the Creator for the 360 joints in my body. And now I knew I was gonna need help to get through this, another challenge in life. And many people go through far worse, but one of the amazing benefits right there was thinking and reflecting those people that have lost limbs, legs, you know, it's just a toe. And I was really set back because I was the one that got his toe broke during his training. But that was one of the benefits right there, because we know that the believer, as the Prophet ﷺ had said, he said that no affair, nothing affects the believer but except that it's good for him. Your state of mind needs to be right. So I got my state of mind together, because as the hadith says, when good reaches you, you're thankful to the Creator. And when an affliction reaches you, you're patient, and that's good for you too. So we have to be patient. So I made the prayer at that time for the Creator to give me strength. And then I started to reflect, it can always be worse. You always got to look to those who have less and those who have gone through worse, like many people who are being oppressed all over the world. And they're just getting blown to pieces and they got body parts that they're losing. So this was a toe. God willing, I was going to get through it. And I was going to get through it and come back much stronger, inshallah, God willing. So at this moment now, I relaxed after the prayer, went and got the x-ray, and what I thought had happened, happened. The x-ray said that it was fractured. What do we do now? Really, all you can do is tape the adjacent toe to the broken toe and let it rest, let it heal. And you can't believe, just from this small little toe, how many of the things that we take for granted. Walking, for instance, because of a broken toe, now you're on crutches. Because of a broken toe, maybe you can't do the jumping jacks. You're immobilized somewhat. Amazing. And I was really fascinated with the eternal self-defense repair kit mechanism that's in the body. Let me give you an example. If you were to take a pencil, for instance, and you snapped it, broke it, right? Or if you took a piece of paper and you ripped it, no matter what you try to do to try to put it together, maybe you can tape it, right? You can do some things like that. But I'm talking about if you just put this together and you left in any environment, for it to come back to its original state, it's not going to happen. No way. But the body, who's healing it? When you get a black eye, when you get a bump, when you get a bruise, or in my case, you get a broken bone. Now, of course, now sometimes you need some human intervention. We're not talking about that. But even that human intervention that the human gives, the body is still the blessing from the Creator with this internal mechanism, self-repair kit inside your body. Who installed that? That's the one who created you. So now it was getting to work. The blood was rushing to this area, as you can see, to the break, and there was a border created around. The cartilage was coming back. The bone started to heal. Alhamdulillah, this was amazing. And that's what I really started to reflect about. And it really made me more grateful and thankful. I wanted to share that with you. But there is something else that also, you know, that's the physical break in the physical body. But now there's also something more important than this, because that's something you didn't even have to ask for, right? That's how merciful and loving the Creator is. But now many people, let's take, for example, Robin Williams. Many people, he just committed suicide not too long ago. And many have followed in his footsteps, killing themselves because they fall into despair, because they give up on life, because they got or have had a spiritual breakdown. Because of a broken heart, many people, they give up. And we want to give the solution to that also. Another great benefit, but this is something you have to ask for. This is something you have to seek. You have to recognize the one who put this self-defense repair kit in your body, the one who gave you the air that you breathe, the one who gave you life will give you death. The one who loves you, your creator, the one who's healing you every day from your physical ailments, that's the one who will heal you from your spiritual ailments, which are even more, far more important. Because when you got a dead heart, then you're going to have a dead body. You're just like a walking dead person. You follow me? You're alive, but really dead. And you know what I'm talking about. And then you turn to substance abuse, alcohol, drugs, sex abuse, domestic violence abuse, all of this because you've got a broken heart. So how do we fix that broken heart? One is to acknowledge the one who is full of mercy and love, the one who's repairing your body physically, and the one who gave you the body, the one who gave you life, who will give you death, the one who created you. You acknowledge him, and then you become thankful to him. Ask him to fix that heart, that broken heart. Ask him, and believe me, he will definitely pull you out of despair, pull you out of depression, and he will fix your heart. That's a guarantee. So ask for the guidance, him alone, no intermediaries between you and the one who created you, your maker, the one who made you. That's right. So I hope you got the benefit from this. This was my story. I wanted to share it with you. Make sure that you subscribe to The Dean Show. Like us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. And we have a full-fledged, for those that tune in for the first time, we have a show that we do weekly talking about really important issues, purpose of life, the meaning of life at thedeanshow.com. Thank you. See you next time. Peace be with you.